KLGR News Director Joshua Dixon here. I have Terry Smith from the Redwood Falls Public Library in for our latest update about what's going on at the library. What can we look forward to at the library coming up in March?
Sure, so we'll continue with our travel series. We have March 19th, we have Shar and Tom Ellig. And on March 26th, we have Tina Gearnett and Jenny Scotes talking about the Dominican Republic. Remember that the travel series always starts at noon, and it's on Monday afternoons.
Okay, the first one you mentioned?
British Isles by Shar and Tom Ellig on March 19th.
British Isles. Okay. What else coming up?
We have our Ag series, which actually just started. This Wednesday on February 28th, we have Catherine and Nick Broza coming in to speak about their strawberry farm. So that's kind of exciting. This past week, we had her sister, Kristen Pless, and Dan Schutte, her husband, speaking about the monarchs, and that was pretty exciting.
Butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like? How many people showed up?
We had 37 people, so we were very excited. That's the largest one we've had yet. And, you know, the Ag series just started last year, so we're pretty excited that we had that many people. That was great. She showed a lot about the monarchs, and they actually have followed the monarchs several times all the way to Mexico. And so they showed the pictures of the monarchs, like, hanging in the trees, and she had a whole lot of photos with that. That was just beautiful. And then March 14th, we'll have Ryan and Tiffany Batalden. They're actually going to be talking about organic farm food and other things. They also raise some things and they make oils and they do some other things. Some people might know them. They also have Smiling Tree Toys, a business that they do, a wooden toy business. So that's kind of neat. They'll be here on March 14th at noon. And then on March 29th, we'll have Sarah and Mark Hewitt coming to talk, and they're going to be talking about bees and the importance of bees in our agriculture, and also they'll talk about their farming story, just how they got started. They're young farmers, and we're just excited to hear about how they got to go, you know, get into farming.
Mm-hmm. For the agriculture series, how do you find people to speak?
You know, Bruce, Tiffany, and I are kind of the two who started that program. We kind of sat down and just brainstormed and wrote down a whole bunch of names last year, and then this year we did the same thing. We just kind of sat down and just brainstormed everyone we could think of in the area, just within a not too far radius, or that have connections to the community, and what did we think would be the interest, the topic that would be interesting to most people.
Okay, if someone from the public has an idea for a topic they'd like to see, could they still suggest it?
We would love that. I actually had someone contact me by email, and she said that she'd be interested in speaking. So I'm very excited to maybe put her on our list for next year. So if you have an idea, please contact me at the library. I would love to hear your idea.
What else for the library for March? What else
is
coming up?
Sure. So as you know, we've been doing our One Book, One County Read event. And the book is called The Life We Bury by Alan Eskins. Everyone I've talked to said it's been a very good book that they've read. And I would have to agree with that. We have our Vietnam War Traveling Trunk Show coming up. It's going to be at the Redwood Falls Library on March 19th through the 23rd. It's also going to be at Wabasso, Morgan, and Lamberton just around those dates. So if you aren't able to make it to the Redwood Falls Public Library, check in with those other libraries in Redwood County. It's going to be in our county for the whole month of March.
And then you're going to be having a speaker coming in about this topic.
Mm-hmm. So we also have Royal Hetling. He's actually from the Montevideo Granite Falls area, and he is a Vietnam War veteran. He is going to be coming to speak a little bit about that. He also has written a couple of books that he'll also talk about, and they kind of have to do with the Vietnam War and his experiences there. So that could be a very powerful evening when we have him. He will actually be in Redwood Falls on March 22nd at 6:30 p.m. I'll say that one more time. March 22nd at 6:30 p.m., and that'll be Royal Hetling about the Vietnam War. He's a Vietnam War veteran. Okay. Then our author, Alan Eskins, he's the author of the book, The Life We Bury. He'll be in Redwood Falls at the Public Library on April 4th at 12 noon. So that'll be kind of the wrap-up of that whole series of the One Book, One County, One Read. The other things we have ongoing on at the library right now is the Writing Your Family Stories class that we're doing along with the Tatanka Arts Group. That's on the 9th of March, the 16th of March, the 23rd of March, and the 6th of April. Donna Bestman is leading that group. It's on Fridays from 10 until noon. So if you want to get those family stories down on paper, this is the time to do it. The other thing we have going on that's new is technology help on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. So if you want to find out how to use your ebooks, how to download those onto your items, if you just want to find out how to send an attachment on an email on your phone and you don't know how to do it, stop in and we'll help you with that. One more thing that's kind of exciting, Monday, March 19th at 6:30, we have Dick Kimmel. He's going to do some music and the history of the blues. So if you like blues music, this is the one to come to. Monday, March 19th at 6:30 p.m.
Okay, if people want information about any of these programs, where could they go to find out more?
Go to our library website, which is www.redwoodfallslibrary.org, and you can get all the information you need. We have a Facebook page, so go there or stop in and check it out.
Very good. Thank you. That's Terry Smith from the Redwood Falls Public Library.
Thank you.